The theme of today's message is take off what others put on you. The Bible reading is 1 Samuel 17, verse 38 to 40. So Saul clothed David with his armor, and he put a bronze helmet on his head. He also clothed him with a coat of mail. David fastened his sword to his armor and tried to walk, for he had not tested them. And David said to Saul, I cannot walk with these, for I have not tested them. So David took them off. And then he took his staff in his hand, and he chose for himself 5 smooth stones from the brook, and put them in a shepherd's bag, in a pouch which he had. And his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. Let us pray. Father God, help us to be thankful and to appreciate whatever you give us, no matter how insignificant it may seem. In Jesus' name, amen. Many of you are carrying a kind of armor that has been placed on you that is causing you discomfort. This armor that you are carrying does not enable you to deal effectively with the battles of life. David could not fight Goliath effectively with the armor that Saul had placed on him. He took it off. King Saul thought he was doing David a favor by placing his armor on David. He took just 5 stones and a sling, and that was what he needed to overcome Goliath. Now, each one of us has the equivalent of 5 stones and a sling to fight the problems and the struggles that face us in our lives. Our strength often lies in the little that we have in connection with our faith in God. You see, 5 stones and a sling without David's faith in God would not have been enough to overcome Goliath. In the same way, 5 loaves and 2 fish would not have been enough to feed the 5,000 without God's intervention. Sometimes we fail to use the little we have simply because it appears on the surface not to be enough. But it is only meaningless when it is not connected or used with your faith in God. Once you realize that the little you have is the equivalent and as powerful as 5 stones and a sling, that will become a key feature in your life to help you discover who you are and be content with whatever God has given you. You have 5 stones and a sling, but you fail to recognize its value because you're too preoccupied with the armor other people have placed on you. Their expectations for you, their desires for you, their meaning of what is best for you, and all the programming you had growing up as a child under the influence of parents and family, and those with strong personalities who wanted to impose their ideas on you. Take it off! How do you take it off? Like David, once you have realized that what others have placed on you is uncomfortable and awkward to maneuver in, the first thing you need to do is to ask God to help you to take it off. Philippians 4, verse 13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now that you are a believer, through receiving Christ, you are capable of taking off that straitjacket, because that's what it is. When anybody puts something on you that you are not really comfortable with, it's a straitjacket. and others have placed it on you. Secondly, forgive them, because they thought that they were doing you a favor. They thought that they knew what was best for you. However, the time has come for you to discover your full potential and defeat the many Goliaths that surround you as you start to discover your potential and true identity. The third thing you need to do is to ask God how to use what He has revealed to you to be your strength. Because this is your five stones and a sling. This is your five loaves and two fish. And don't forget, connect what He has revealed to you with your faith in Him. Whatever God has given you, it's more than enough to overcome the challenges that are facing you. Jesus not only died for your sins that you might have eternal life, He also said, "I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." May God bless you to discover His abundance within you as you take off what others have placed on you. Greetings, Pastor Philip.
That I was in, you rescued me.